Jesus offers you peace with God. Now, you may have never realized that if you're trying to live your life your way instead of God's way, you're actually in conflict with God. He created you to live for His purposes, but you've been living in rebellion against God. The Bible says this is a universal problem. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way. And God piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on Him, Jesus. It is this unspoken war with God, where each of us chooses to disobey what God has told us to do, that causes the tension in your mind and the fatigue in your body. Now, the symptoms of being at war with God are really easy to spot. Irritability, a quick temper, insecurity, impatience, manipulation, arrogance, boasting, holding grudges, and many other attitudes and habits that the Bible calls the works of the flesh. The Message translation of the Bible gives this paraphrase. It is obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time. Repetitive, loveless, cheap sex, a stinking accumulation of mental and emotional garbage, frenzied and joyless grabs for happiness, cutthroat competition, all-consuming yet never satisfied wants, a brutal temper, an impotence to love or be loved, divided homes, and divided lives, the vicious habit of depersonalizing everyone into a rival, and uncontrollable addictions. Now, in contrast, the effects of being reconciled to God, being at peace with Him, are all the qualities you'd like to have in your life. The Bible calls these the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Having counseled many people, I've noticed that there's a built-in longing inside of each of us to be at peace with our physical fathers. The desire for connection is hardwired into us. Even if your father has been apathetic towards you or abandoned you or even abused you, something feels missing if that relationship is disconnected. We want it to be different, and we long to be reconciled. And people do all kinds of stupid things in an attempt to earn the approval of a parent. It is a deep need. But there's an even deeper, unconscious need to be reconciled and reconnected to your Creator, your Heavenly Father. People often tell me that they sense an incompleteness in their lives, but they don't know what they're looking for. They say, something is missing, or there's just got to be more to life than this. So they try all kinds of remedies, activities and achievements and drugs and affairs and all kinds of things in an attempt to plug the holes in their hearts. What they need is to be reconciled to God, and nothing else can compensate for a broken relationship with God. That's why the angel said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Luke 2:10.